If you watched some of last month's coverage of Superstorm Sandy, you probably saw rescues of people who refused to evacuate. Many stayed behind, despite the danger, to be with their pets. Emergency shelters for people usually don't let you bring your house pets or livestock along. The same issue cropped up here during wildfire season last summer, and correspondent Tom Bonsi reports it could loom over the next flood or earthquake.
Thank you for coming to our animals in disaster preparedness class.
Oregon Humane Society trainer Joe Becker starts a recent workshop in Portland with a slide montage of Hurricane Sandy scenes.
And a fireman immersing themselves in chest-deep water for dogs and cats. We don't want our firefighters immersing themselves in polluted water.
During Hurricane Sandy, some people who stayed put to be with their pets drowned in their own homes.
Emergency shelters won't accept animals. If you're lucky, people in animal shelters will be located close to each other.
It's nationwide policy to keep pets, except for service animals, out of human shelters.
They don't accept animals in the shelters because of public health issues.
And allergies and the potential for animals to fight with each other, bite, and so forth. According to the pet products industry, the majority of American households own pets. So what do you do? In the audience, Wendy Colvin asks herself that. She lives on a country acre near Canby, Oregon.
We own two pygmy goats and about a dozen chickens.
After Hurricane Katrina, Colvin learned about helping humans recover from catastrophe when she volunteered with Mennonite Disaster Services. But as for her animals?
I hadn't really thought about it before.
Colvin says emergency shelter rules forbidding pets create something of a puzzle.
If we had to move them, we would probably put them in the pickup truck and take them wherever we had to go.
About 2 hours north, near Olympia, Washington, vet tech Holly Smith has a plan for her menagerie. Smith owns two cats, a dog, and two pet rabbits. She's packed plastic totes with 7 days of pet litter, food, and toys. She has pet carriers and a collapsible playpen for the rabbits at the ready.
You know, they're actually more prepared than I'm prepared.
But personal preparedness isn't good enough for Smith.
My biggest thing is getting the government to realize that animals need to be part of the solution and part of the plans. Otherwise, they're going to be a major hiccup. A major problem.
When Smith inquired about her own county's shelter plan for animals, she found it wanting. So she volunteered to work on an animal and agriculture disaster plan for Thurston County Emergency Management. Now she's glad to report progress.
So we're looking at several different, you know, horse arenas or horse stable facilities, dairy farms. We have a couple of dairy farms or cattle farms that have gone out of business, and the properties are there. They have everything there on the property, you know, stables and all that stuff, and we could just come in and use them.
Thurston County is one of many Northwest places working on planning better for animals in disasters. Others include Pacific County in Southwest Washington, Portland, and Lewiston, Idaho. But Smith echoes something you'll also hear from emergency managers. The government cannot do it all in the immediate aftermath, so you should prepare to be self-sufficient. A good rule of thumb is, whatever you do for yourself to get ready, do the same thing for your animals. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.
The American Humane Society has some tips to prepare pet owners for disasters. Have a pet carrier at the ready and practice using it, and make a list of pet-friendly hotels or boarding facilities in your area.